A few years ago, I flew from Washington to Tokyo, 14 hours. Anybody who has taken a similar flight knows it is tough to sit in a metal tube for that long. Well, the Australian airline Qantas is testing the limits of human endurance and boredom on a plane. On Friday, Qantas will fly the longest nonstop flight ever, New York to Sydney in 20 hours. It's only a test run, 40 people on board, mostly Qantas employees, and some scientists and medical researchers who will monitor their food, sleep, physical activity, and use of in-flight entertainment. Pilots will wear devices that monitor brainwaves and alertness. Flying across multiple time zones, it's all about jet lag. Carrie Parch is a biochemist at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Her specialty is the molecular study of our biological clocks, essentially what governs our circadian rhythms. So my first question, just what are circadian rhythms?
So circadian rhythms are internal molecular rhythms that happen at the cellular level. So you essentially have a clock in every one of your cells, billions of cells that now need to kind of walk and tick at the same time. And so jet lag happens when the individual clocks in your cells kind of march out of step.
So your cells have clocks in them that basically respond to light?
For example, the clock in your liver doesn't respond directly to light, but it gets light information sent to it through your body from this master clock in your brain, right? But the clock in your liver does respond to the food that you eat and when you eat it. So one of the things they're doing on this flight that I think is quite interesting is they're timing the meals so that they correspond to appropriate meal times for when you aim to arrive in Sydney.
So how is Qantas dealing with daylight? Can they fake daylight?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that light in and of itself, you know, a photon is a photon. And so, you know, I've had the experience on not quite this long of a flight, but on long flights where they just simply dim the cabin for the whole flight, right? And that's not great if you're going over 16 or 20 hours, because we need light during the day to help tell our clocks that it is daytime. And so one of the innovative things that Qantas is aiming to do is to use light and basically give you an artificial sunrise, for example, on this very long haul flight so that you can start to set up your body clock to adjust to the new time zone.
What have you found in your research, Carrie, about who's most susceptible to jet lag?
Well, the sad truth is that everyone is susceptible to jet lag, even small rodents. I mean, anybody, any organism that has a clock uses this light information, and switching that light information will basically give anything from a fungus to a mouse to a human, it will give it jet lag. We do know that there are changes in humans in how they, we call it a chronotype or a clock type, such as being a morning lark or a night owl, that sort of predispose your activity to the morning or the night. And these people do tend to respond differently to changes in time zone because of their inherent preference for, say, morning or night.
Qantas is going to be basically running a laboratory at 35,000 feet. I know the carrier is big on publicity, but for me, the biggest Achilles heel in this lab they're setting up for this 20-hour flight, there are only 40 people on board. I'm thinking there's going to be lots of stretching out room. But once the plane is full and actually doing this run with passengers, and you're dealing with restless neighbors, say, 16 hours into this 20-hour flight, realistically, what do you think the cabin is going to be like?
So I think you really hit the nail on the head that if you are a luxury business traveler and you can stretch out and get a good night of sleep, that's half the battle, right, on these long haul flights. You know, most of us who are stuck with flying economy, even the little bit of help that we'll get from seeing light, right, from their Project Sunrise kind of aims will help. But the immobility and economy seating will definitely kind of counteract that.
Carrie Parch, a biochemist at UC Santa Cruz. Her specialty is circadian rhythms. Thanks very much for being with us, Carrie. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.